me from out of the blue.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, your life has value. Did you know that your life has value with Jesus Christ today? You know, every single one of us has value. Our lives have value. We are each unique and different. But in many ways, we are the same. All humans have the same basic needs. And there are certain things that we just cannot do without. We need clean air. We need clean water. We need shelter. We need food and love. And in all these, we are the same. And however, we must value our diversity. And in our diversity is our unique value. You know what? It is human nature to want to fit in. This feeling is caused by one of our most basic needs, the needs for love. You know, humans do not thrive in aloneness. And I am not saying that we cannot live alone, nor am I saying that we cannot be happy alone. The point that I'm trying to make is that as human beings, we are social animals, and we are more productive, we live longer, and are happier when we are part of a group. Family, friends, community, country, these are all the groups that the humans belong to, but they do not define who we are. Human nature also dictates that we also want to be individuals. We do not want to be a number. We want to be seen or for who we are. We want to have an individual set of talents and skills recognized by being useful. We want to be valued, not for our sameness, but for our uniqueness. And we know innately that there is no other person exactly like us in the entire world. The truth is, there is no other person exactly like us in the history of the world. No one else has walked in our shoes, and no one else has seen exactly what we have seen. We are unique. Each and every one of us is absolutely and wonderful unique. In our uniqueness, we are all equal and equally wonderfully made. In our uniqueness, we find our value. How many of you know today that you're very unique in Jesus Christ that says you are unique? And you do have value on your life, you know. A lot of you today, you wonder, what is your value of your life? What is the value of your life, you know? The value of your life has to be defined by Jesus and Jesus alone. So what is value? Well, value is an intrinsic worth of something. Then we may ask what it's worth, right? What is the value of my house? What is the value of my car? What is the value of my coins? But what is the value of your life worth? You know, so ask, what is your value? What is your life worth? How do we determine the value or our worth? And I personally feel that we can determine our value by what we give to others and who we love to others and how much compassion that we show each other. I think that is a good way to measure your value if you wanted to measure what your value is worth. How much do you love? How much do you give? And how much compassion do you show towards each other? But the truth of the matter is, we must never tie our value to our jobs or how much money we make, the size of our homes, or any of the many other things that we have. You know, to tie our value to any of these possessions would mean we lose our value if we lose the possessions. So if your value is based on your house and your house burns down, well, you have no more value to your life. If your value is based on your car and your car is repoed or you get in an accident and you lose your car, well, you have no more value to your life. If your value is based on people and that person would pass away, then you have no value to your life. See, the truth of the matter is, we can never tie our value to possessions. Being that we cannot lose our value cannot be tied to us. Our value arises from inside us, and it's in our hearts, our minds, our souls, and yes, even in our hands. The truth of the matter is, your value lies right within your heart. It's right within your soul. Your value comes from Jesus Christ. He created you in the image of God. He has a special purpose and a destiny for you. Jesus loves you so much. He has a plan on your life. Don't listen to Satan if Satan says you have no value. Don't just because you're not in Hollywood. Just because you don't have a big house. Just because you ain't at a high position doesn't mean that your life doesn't have a value. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus has a value. You know, our value, it cannot be measured by money. We are each unique. We're one of a kind, and we can be replaced or rebirthed. Or, I'm sorry, we cannot be replaced, and we cannot be rebirthed. That means that we cannot be replaced. You are the same. You are unique. And you are unique of who you are. That means nobody has been birthed like you, and you can never be replaced. There is only one of a kind, and yes, you're very valuable, and yes, you're priceless. There will never be another one just like you. And you are the only one, and you can never be cloned, but let's just say if you were cloned, well, each person's brains, neural pathways are forged through what we see and what we do and what we hear and taste and touch. So even though if you're cloned with a twin, you're still not the same. Even though you might be a twin and you look the same, you're not the same. You're very unique, and yes, your life is priceless, and God says you're a precious treasure and you're very desirable and you are very valuable. And the truth of the matter is that God loves you. And there will never be another one who has all your experiences. Yes, you are very unique and priceless, and you very much need to know that today, that Jesus says you're very unique and you're very priceless. You know what's wrong with the world today is that so many people do not feel valued. Why is it that we do not see our own uniqueness, our own pricelessness? Because society teaches that our value is tied to possessions. And if we do not have a good job, then we have no value. If we do not have a big house, then obviously we don't have no value. If we don't have a car or a bank account, or if we have bad credit, then I guess you got no value, right? This is what the world teaches, and this is simply not true. We have already established that each of us is unique, and there is no way to ever replace you. There's no way to replace me. We are priceless in and of ourselves. There never has been, and there will never be another one of us. This has nothing to do with what we own or what we have. It has everything to do with who we are. And let me ask you a question today. Who are you? And what would you say your value comes from? you know, there's nothing we can do with what we own and what we have. It has everything to do with what we are and who we are. No one can take your value. Even after your death, your value lives on in the hearts of your family and your friends. So the next time you feel like you're priceless, the next time you look into a mirror and think, I'm not good enough, or I wish I was like that person, remember that you are unique and you are priceless and you are valuable to Jesus Christ. And the next time someone tries to tell you that you're not good enough, remember that you are good enough. You too are very wonderfully unique and priceless individual. And in this uniqueness, this is something you need to know, that you're very unique and that every life has a value. And I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ died on the cross so you can have value. You know, these three truths point us to an overarching truth that every human life has value. And that value does not come from the usefulness or how it looks or how big or healthy or productive that human life is. The value of human life does not come from certain qualities we think it should have. The value of human life comes from the one who made it. Every life is the handiwork of God, and the value of human life comes from the one who bought it back from sin and Satan. It comes from the one who paid the price. Jesus died on the cross, and he bought your life back. He bought your life back. Every life has been bought with a price. And the value of life comes from the one who desires to call us into a relationship with him for his eternal purpose. You know, the embryo in the Petri dish, the baby in the womb, the baby named Brian or Tim or Rachel in the neonatal intensive care unit, Uncle Ralph and Aunt Rosie in the Alzheimer's unit, and Grandma Shirley in the nursing home bed. Yes, even you and me. We all have value because each of us is someone created by the hands of God. You know, the truth of the matter is that your life today has value. Did you know that you're very valuable? You know, God says that you are very different. That you are different from all other people. God said that you are very essential. That you are beloved. That you are lovely, that you're pleasant to his eye. God says that you're a very pleasant thing, that you're a very desirable thing. You are a precious one, a precious thing, and yes, you are a precious treasure. God says that your life has value. Do you believe that today? Do you believe today that your life has value? Oh, come on, somebody. I pray today that you would know that your life has value. You know, the Bible says this. It says in Matthew 6:26, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not much more valuable than they? Yes, God says that you are a lot more valuable. So Jesus held people to a higher standard. In Jesus, the hierarchy of value, people held a higher place than the rest of the creation. The truth of the matter is, in all of God's creation, the Bible says that you are more valuable than the birds. The Bible says that you are more valuable than the sheep. That you are more valuable than all the animals on earth. The truth of the matter is, God holds you very valuable. Consider the full text of the first part of the passage from the Sermon on the Mount, partially quoted above. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not much more valuable than they are? The truth of the matter is that Jesus held people to have a higher value than a non-human creation. More specifically, we can discern from his ministry certain goods related to human well-being. For example, he valued human life because he raised people from the dead. The truth of the matter is that God raised the dead. So obviously he values human life. And because he dreaded his own death and prayed for his life, to be spared in Matthew 26:39. Not only did Jesus Christ raise the dead, but He also, we can go a little bit farther and we can say what Jesus said. He said this in Matthew 26:39, going a little farther, He fell with His face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not I will, but as your will." Jesus valued His own life. Jesus really didn't want to go to the cross. He valued His life. He appreciated His life. And the truth of the matter is today that you need to appreciate your life. You need to appreciate who you are and what God created you. And that you're very unique. You know, God raised people from the dead. He healed the sick. Yes, and He made the blind see. The truth of the matter is that God thinks that you have value. Not only that He valued health for most of His recorded miracles involving healing. In Luke 17:11-19, He heals 10 men with leprosy. So not only God thinks your life is valuable, but He also values that you live a healthy life. He values that any sickness in your body will be gone. He values these 10 men had leprosy and He healed them. So God values you and He values your life, and He's saying you're very unique. He's saying you're very unique, and you know, not only did Jesus pray for Himself, but He prayed for others. He considered food and clothing to be good, for He taught that even though they are not the highest good, God knows that we need them. And so in Matthew 6:31-32, what does the Lord Jesus say? "Do not worry, saying what we shall eat or what we shall drink or what we shall wear, for the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." God knows what you need in your life. We shouldn't worry too much about what we wear or what we drink or the things we have, because we have already established that your value should not be tied to your possessions. Your value should be tied to only one thing only, and that's Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus Christ. That He considered shelter to be good and clear, otherwise the parable of the wise and foolish builders would have been pointless. So, you know, having a house is okay. Having a house is okay, and having shelter is good, but we should not tie our value to these things. In Matthew 7:24-27, Jesus valued family. For the boy, He was obedient to his parents. In Luke 2:51, as the man dying on the cross, He entrusted His mother to care for His disciple John. In John 19:26-27, and in His ministry, He used fatherly love for His children as a metaphor of God's love for us. In Luke 11:11-13, which says, Which of your fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how much to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? I'm here to tell you today that God has good gifts for you, and your life is valuable, and God wants to give you good things. He wants to give good gifts for His children. The truth of the matter is that God says you're very valuable today. And Jesus Christ says that you have value. Jesus Christ says that you're very valuable. In Genesis 1:31 says, God saw all that He had made, and it was very good. And God made you. And you know what He said? He said it was very good. He said that your life is very valuable. And we know that God says that you have more value than He holds you to a higher value than even the animals, believe it or not. And how much more valuable in Matthew 12:12 is a man than a sheep? How much more valuable is a man than a bird? How much more valuable is a man than an alligator or a crocodile? How much more valuable is a man than a bear or any other creation? Not that I do love animals, but I'm here to tell you this, that your life is more valuable than any other creation. And you need to know how valuable your life really is. Your life is very valuable. Yes, you're more valuable than the birds, the sheep, the crocodiles, and everything. You know. And the truth of the matter is that God, you need to know that you are very valuable. But I'm here to tell you, there's an enemy out there that wants to make you feel like your life isn't valuable. And 2 Chronicles 28:24 says it like this. He cleaned out the temple of God and everything useful and valuable. He boarded up the doors of the temple and then went out and set up pagan shrines for all the use of all over Jerusalem. I'm here to tell you, and I believe today that Satan wants to make you feel like you have no valuable, or you have no value. And he wants to take what's valuable to you and he wants to destroy it. And if I would ask you today, what is valuable in your life? And what do you hold on to that's very valuable? I'm here to tell you that Satan, he's like a roaring lion. He goes to and fro the earth looking to destroy that which is valuable to you. But I'm also here to tell you today that the blood of Jesus has overcome the world, and Jesus is so much greater. Jesus is so much greater than the world. He has overcome the world. In 2 Chronicles 26:18, and then he plundered the temple and everything valuable, cleaned it out completely. He emptied the treasures of the temple of God, the treasures of the king and the officials, and he hauled it all away, the people and possessions, off to Babylon. They took everything from God's temple and he hailed it off to Babylon. Everything that was precious, everything that was innocent, Satan wants to kill. In 2 Chronicles 36:19, he burned the temple of God to the ground and he knocked down the walls of Jerusalem and he set fire to all the buildings. Every valuable thing he burned up. Did you know today that your life is like the temple of God? In 1 Corinthians 6:19, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God, that you are not your own? Here we see that they came and they burned the temple of God. They destroyed everything that's valuable. I'm here to tell you today that Satan wants to make you feel like you're not valuable. But you need to understand today that God says that you are valuable. Jesus died on the cross today. Jesus died on the cross today to bring that value back to you. Yes. And Hebrews 3:4-6 says, for every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house. And we are His house if indeed we hold firm to our confidence and the hope in which we glory. The truth of the matter is this. Moses was a servant in God's house. But Christ is faithful as a son in God's house. The Bible says that you are a temple. The Bible says this, that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God, which now makes you a son. Now it makes you a son in God's house. And since we are in His house, the Bible says that we are heir to the kingdom. We are heir to the Son. You know, a son has very special privileges. So, you know, a son has the privileges of everything the father has. He has privileges of the assets. He has privileges of what the Father does. He has special privileges the Son does. And don't you know today that you are the children, the sons of God? Come on, I'm here to tell you today that you have value. And if we indeed hold firmly in our confidence and the hope in which we glory, come on somebody, and that's Jesus Christ. If you hold firmly in the confidence of Jesus Christ, He will bring you to a mighty, mighty level with Him. Come on today, are you ready to fly? I'm here to tell you, Satan wants to destroy your value of your life, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus says you're very valuable, and not only that, that you are a son of God, and you're also an heir to the throne. Romans 8:14, verse 18 says it like this, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption as sons. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in His suffering in order that we may also share in His glory." I'm here to tell you today that you're an heir of the throne. I'm here to tell you today that you're a prince. I'm here to tell you today that you are the Son of the Living God. Come on, somebody. And as the Son, you are also an heir, and your spirit will testify that says, hey, or cry, Abba, Father of sonship. You know, the Bible says that you are a very precious treasure, and that you are very desirable, and yes, that your life is value. And your life does have value with Jesus Christ. You are very valuable today, and I'm here to tell you today that you are valuable, and Jesus Christ loves you today, and may His love fall upon you today. And if you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior today, I would ask you to pray this prayer. Lord God, come into my heart. Come into my heart. Take control over my life and lead me and to an everlasting life. And are you ready to fly today? Come on, somebody. It's time to fly high with Jesus. You are valuable.
Look at me, falling for you.